We are doing Netivot Shalom, and being that this is the first time we're doing it in this class, so we'll just introduce it quickly. This is the Rebbe of Slonim, who passed away only a few years ago. And this is considered the most basic Hasidic work by many, because it's very understandable. He uses simple terms, and he also very often ends with a message that we can all understand. He takes the concepts and he applies it to our daily Avodas Hashem, how a person in his own life can serve Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, our learning is Chet Yisrael Bashitim, the sin of Israel in the place called Shittim. So the verse says, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, the people of Israel settled down in Shittim, Vayachal Am Niznot, and the nation started going with the prostitutes of Moab, Vayitzamed Yisrael Leval Peor, and Israel stuck to the idol worship of Baal Peor, Vayicharaf Hashem Yisrael. And God's anger flamed against Israel. There were two sins here. Achet shel Baal Peor, the sin of the idol worship of Baal Peor, v'achet shel Bnot Moab, and the sin with the daughters of Moab. U'mashma shamagefa haita al chet Baal Peor. And it seems from the verses that the plague, the punishment, came over the sin of going with the idol of Baal Peor. Kedichtiv hamukah b'yoma magefa al devar Peor. The verse describes that Cosby was killed on the day of the plague over the sin of Peor. And so too, when Moshe says, we're going to take the people to justice, he says, we're going to judge the people who stuck to the idol worship of Peor. It seems like the prime sin was going with this idol of Peor. We know that Pinchas risked his life to go and kill the leader of the tribe of Shimon, who was having an affair. He was having an illicit relationship with one of the girls of Moab. So Pinchas went up and stabbed the two of them as they were both in the tent. And that was the sin of the Moabite girls. And yet, God seems to have been angry over the sin of the idol worship. We have to understand, why is it that Pinchas had to risk his life over the sin of the daughters of Moab? And Pinchas did not stand up, it seems. His actions were not corresponding to the prime sin, as it would seem from the verses, that the prime sin was the idol worship of Peor. If you analyze halachically, when you weigh prohibitions, the prohibition of idol worship versus the prohibition of having a relationship with a non-Jewish girl, well, idol worship, you got to give up your life for it. Going with a non-Jewish girl is a very heavy prohibition. It equals many, many, it outweighs many prohibitions in the Torah. But if someone puts a gun to someone's head and says, have relations with this non-Jewish girl or I'll kill you, we don't say he has to die. If someone puts a gun to his head and says, bow down to this idol or I'll kill you, then he does have to give up his life. So it would seem like the heavier sin was the idol worship. And where Pinchas actually risked his life was for the sin of going with the Moabite girl. As the Rambam writes, that the punishment for going with a non-Jewish girl is not as weighty as the punishment of idol worship, as we explained. Okay, that's more or less the way we explained. We also have to understand, why is it that Pinchas is the one that came to rectify this issue, and not Moshe? If you look at our history, all 40 years that we were in the desert, Moshe is always the one that steps up to the plate. Moshe is always the one that saves us. So why over here does Pinchas have to be the one that he saves the day? So we should explain the point. What are his questions? Number one, it seems the prime sin was the idol worship. Number two, Pinchas risked his life for the promiscuity, not for the idol worship. Number three, why do we need Pinchas in this picture and not Moshe? So we should explain the idea. What we have on tradition from our holy rabbis, the two foundations of service of Hashem are two concepts, Emunah and Kedusha. Emunah is our connection, what is incorrectly translated as faith. It's our connection to God, and Kedusha is holiness. V'em train samchin kshot, they are the two true supports of a Jew, that when a Jew elevates himself in these two factors, he's elevating himself in all of Torah and mitzvot. When a Jew can elevate himself in his connection to Hashem, what we call emunah, and in his aspirations for holiness, that encompasses all of Torah and mitzvot. Uchshepogim bahim. And when a Jew, God forbid, he diminishes them, he weakens them, he harms them, הרי הוא פוגם בכל ענייני התורה, then he's harming all aspects of Torah. והנה בעניין האמונה, so when it comes to אמונה, when it comes to our connection to Hashem, הרי כוח האמונה מושרש ביהודי וטבוע בדמו. The strength of אמונה is deeply rooted and engraved in the nature, it's in our bloods. Emunah and Kedusha. Those are the two fundamental principles. Our connection to Hashem, our Emunah, and our aspiration for holiness. Those are two fundamental points that if they're strengthened, all of our Torah and mitzvahs are strengthened. If they're weakened, everything's weakened. And when we speak about Emunah, Emunah is something that runs through our veins. וכמו שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, בני מאמינים בני מאמינים הם. As God says to Moshe, Moshe says, I'm going to go and tell them you sent me, they won't believe me. God tells Moshe, they are believers, the sons of believers. That runs in their blood. Don't you tell me they won't believe. My children, they're believers. Shekoach ze yesh lanu od me'Avraham Avinu. This strength is in the blood of the Jewish people from the days of Abraham. That's why it goes to Gerim also. Sheshrisho l'chol adorot. Avraham Avinu put it, he gave the roots for all generations. V'rabotenu ha'kdoshim amru. Our holy rabbis taught, ki af b'shash yehudi no margish te'emunah. Even at a time when a Jew does not feel the emunah, tzarich la'amin ki hu ma'amin. Listen to this concept. A Jew has to believe that he believes. Meaning there are times where a Jew can feel no connection. A Jew can ask himself, do I really feel like God is in my life? Do I really feel like he's up there? Do I really feel any connection to him? You have to believe that deep down inside you do believe. Right now you don't feel it. It's covered with a lot of layers. You don't see it. But you have to know that beneath all of that, there's that spark, and it's still there. V'rak she'avim mechasim et or emunah. The only thing is, you have clouds covering the light of emunah. Aval b'pnimiyut nafsho, but deep down in his soul, hu ma'amin, he is a believer, kevan she'emunah tvu'a b'damo shel yehudi. Because emunah is really in the blood of the Jew. בכל הספקות וירורים שנופלים חס ושלום אצל יהודי, and all the doubts and the thoughts that fall in the mind, God forbid, of a Jew, סיבתם ושורשם רק מחמת הפגמים בענייני הקדושה. And now he's going over to the other side. Why is it that a person really has doubts in his emunah? It's because he's weak in his aspirations for holiness. The Rambam words it in a way that's much more mundane. The Rambam says, at the root of all desire to leave the faith is the desire to be promiscuous. The thing that bothers a person most when it comes to Torah is the fact that he cannot do what he pleases with regard to promiscuity. So even a wise man like Aristotle doesn't become Jewish. Because deep down inside he doesn't want to be. Because it would be obligating. And so he's wording it on a much higher level. He's saying the doubts and the thoughts that plague a person, that he says to himself, is this for real, is it not for real? The root of it all is because he's harmed his holiness. His aspirations for holiness are not where they should be. We're short on time, and I just want to finish the paragraph. Pagama brit, the fact that a person is not in keeping with the covenant. Remember, the covenant is the bris milah. Shetchilato b'moach hadad, it all starts in the mind. It comes to play the way a person behaves, and the fact that a person will sometimes emit his seed improperly, but it all starts up here. Uchmo dichtiv v'ha'adam yada v'hu mitame et ha'moach v'al yedei sh'ha'moach pagum nifgem et ha'emunah. Because it starts with the desire which evolves to the action which comes back to haunt the mind, so that when the mind tries to connect its creator, the mind that has already seen fruit in action in doing things that are improper is now not where it should be to connect to its creator. Umumaz bidvar hakadosh baruch hu el hanachash, and this is alluded to in the words of God to the snake, Rosh HaSitra Acha, that we are told in the Medrash is really the head of the other side, the side opposite of holiness. God tells him in his curse, "Hu yishufcha rosh v'ata teshufenu akev." He will bash you on the head and you will bash him in the heel. Hu yishufcha rosh, he will bash you in the head. Perush b'inyanei rosh. When it comes to concepts of the head, of the mind, inyanei emunah v'inyanei de'ot shu b'moach. When it comes to emunah and beliefs in the mind, b'zeh nitzachon nitzad ha'adam, in this he will overcome you, God tells the snake. I want you to know, you're going to try to seduce him, but intellectually he can overcome. Because, me'achar she'emunah mushreshet etzel yehudi, it's in his blood. And deep down inside, every Jew is a believer, whether he likes it or not. It's in his blood. He can try to deny it. He could say, "I don't." But then how come Yossi Sarid dedicates a shul and honors a Sefer Torah? He could say all he wants to the left, but somehow he dedicates a shul and donates a Sefer Torah. Doesn't that boggle your mind? Deep down inside, you can't cover it up. It's there. Ach ve'ata teshuvenu akev, but then God tells the snake, but you're going to get him at the heel. What's the heel being in Echdusha? Holiness? That's something that's not running in our veins. That's something that we fight to acquire. Kmo de'ita yesod siyuma de'gufa shubchinat akev. That akev, the heel, is a reference to the ceiling, to the last point where you seal off the body. And that's the concept of holiness. In that, in sealing off the body, in ensuring that the body remains holy, there we're weak. There the other side pulls us and attracts us much more. A guy doesn't walk on the street and see an ad for Jews for Jesus and say, "I want to go." But he does see an ad for other things and he says, "I want to go." We are far more attracted to things in the nature of promiscuity than things in the nature of our philosophy. Why is that? That's this concept. And we'll have to pick up here. We're just out of time.
Snakes are...